Sound Kitchen.
Yummy.
It's the Sound Kitchen.
Ooh, that sounds delicious.
You're listening to the Sound Kitchen.
Yummy.
And Susanna Wensby is cooking.
Hello, everyone. Bienvenue and welcome to the Sound Kitchen. How are you on this fine Saturday, the 19th of January, in this new year of 2019? Are you well? I do hope so. Today is Man's Day in Iceland. There's a Woman's Day, too, but today, all honors go to the men. It was traditionally dedicated to the master of the house or farm, who was most often a working farmer. According to tradition, the master of the house is to put only one leg of his trousers and underwear on and hop around outside calling men on neighboring farms to attend a feast. Ooh, that sounds like a rather cold thing to be doing in January in Iceland, but boo, what the heck, why not? The feast would be a traditional smoked lamb dish called hangiktjot. It takes its name from the old tradition of smoking food in order to preserve it by hanging it from the rafters of a smoking shed, hence hangiktjot. Now, don't you feel better knowing that? I know I do. I wonder what the women have to do on Women's Day. If it entails hopping around outside half-dressed, I hope for them it's in summer. For you techies out there, on this day in 1883, the first electric lighting system using overhead wires, built by Thomas Edison, of course, began service at Roselle, New Jersey. And on this day in 1983, the Apple Lisa, the first commercial personal computer from Apple to have a graphical user interface and a computer mouse, was announced. I bet you feel good knowing that too, right? But here's some news which really will make you feel good if you haven't already heard it. Remember the terrible fire in Rio de Janeiro in Brazil last fall? The fire that destroyed their 200-year-old National Museum and almost all of its artifacts? Among those artifacts was their star, Luzia, the skull of a 12,000-year-old female. Why did they name her Luzia? As a tribute to Lucy, the famous 3.2 million-year-old human remains found in Africa in 1974. Luzia is the oldest human skeleton ever found on the American continent. Well, Luzia did not die a second death. At least 80% of her skull has been recovered, so work on reconstructing it is underway. And that's good news.
This is the Sound Kitchen, where you never know what you'll be served.
Still to come, listener news and music by request from RFI Listeners Club member Hans Werner Lolica. We're listening to your musical requests by a male singer every week, so be sure you send in your favorite song, and be sure you tell us why the song and the singer are your favorite. Include the link and a brief translation, if you can. Here's Laura Angela with the address.
You can write to Susan at the Sound Kitchen at rfi.fr. That's the Sound Kitchen, all one word, no spaces, at rfi.fr.
And now, my friends, it's time for the quiz. On the 15th of December, I asked you a question about the gilets jaunes, or the yellow vests. Earlier that week, French President Emmanuel Macron spoke to the French people and offered concessions to help the people who are suffering from low wages and an ever higher cost of living. I asked you to tell me what President Emmanuel Macron offered to help the gilets jaunes, the people who live mainly in France's rural areas. The answer is Mr. Macron said there would be a supplement of 100 euros, or about 115 US dollars, to workers earning the monthly minimum wage starting this month, that taxes on overtime pay would be eliminated, and that retirees whose earnings are less than 2,000 euros a month, about 2,270 US dollars, would no longer be asked to pay a recent increase in Social Security taxes. He also promised to listen to the voices of the country, to its small-town mayors, and its working people. The winners of this week's quiz are Mr. S.J. Agbula, an RFI Listeners Club member from Ekiti State, Nigeria, and from Goa, India, Zenon Teles, who's also an RFI Listeners Club member and the president of the Christian Marxist Leninist Maoist Association of Listening DXers. From Naugaon, Bangladesh, there's MD Rana, a member of the RFI Fan Club, and from Nilfamari, Bangladesh, Rahin Ali, a member of the Nilshagor RFI Fan Club. Last but not least, there's Shatrughan Sharma from Rajasthan in India. Congratulations to this week's winners, and thanks to each and every one of you who wrote in. This week's quiz requires you to listen to RFI English journalist Anne-Marie Besada's most recent Mideast Junction program, Retracing Bahrain's Activism. My question to you is, how many political prisoners, according to the Bahrain Institute for Rights and Democracy, are currently being held in the country's prisons? Again, according to the Bahrain Institute for Rights and Democracy, how many political prisoners are currently in Bahrain's jails? Listen to Anne-Marie's most recent Mideast Junction program, Retracing Bahrain's Activism, to find the answer. You can find her program by clicking on Features on the RFI English homepage, and I put a link to the show on the Sound Kitchen Facebook page. Again, how many political prisoners, according to the Bahrain Institute for Rights and Democracy, are currently being held in Bahraini prisons? You have until the 18th of February to get your answers in. Be sure to tune in on the 23rd of February to see if your answer wins a prize. As always, be sure you include your postal address and, if you have one, your RFI Listeners Club membership number.
Send your quiz answers to english.service@rfi.fr. That's english.service@rfi.fr. You can also text your answer to the Sound Kitchen mobile phone. Dial +336 31 12 9682. That's +336 31 12 9682. Always include your postal mailing address and, if you have one, your RFI Club membership number.
It's the Sound Kitchen and Susanna Winsley's cooking.
World Radio Day is less than a month away. Everyone, get out your recorders and send me your voices. This year's theme is dialogue, tolerance, and peace, so you can say something about that if you like, or just say your name and country and wish everyone a happy World Radio Day. It's up to you. You can share your greetings in two ways. Either record on your phone and send the file to the Sound Kitchen at rfi.fr, or you can call our listener line and your message will be recorded directly in our sound editor. The number for that is +331 84 22 9582. That's +331 84 22 9582, or by email to thesoundkitchen@rfi.fr. I expect to hear a lot of voices. Don't disappoint me. Okay, my friends, it's time to clear the table and wash the dishes. Thanks for joining me in the Sound Kitchen, and keep those cards, letters, emails, and text messages coming. Many thanks to Elliot for the recording, and to the RFI English production team for helping me put the show together, and thanks to you for tuning in. To start our new segment on your favorite music by a male singer, I'll play you out with RFI Listeners Club member and faithful Sound Kitchen listener, Hans Werner Lolica's favorite song, sung by a male singer. Hans, along with Jean-Maurice Deveau from Montreal, is another huge contributor to the Stamp and Postcard Fund for school children. Listeners, if you can, send me stamps and postcards from your city or anywhere for that matter for students all around the world. And Hans, thank you again for your generosity. Hans asked me to play a song sung by the French-Armenian singer Charles Aznavour, often referred to as the French Frank Sinatra. He was quite celebrated here as well as in Armenia. He died last October at the ripe old age of 94. He sang late into his life. Even I've heard him in concert. It was probably about 17 years ago or so. The voice, of course, was pretty much gone, but the lyrics and the emotion were still there, and it was a lovely evening. Charles Aznavour favored melancholic, nostalgic songs. This is La Bohème, pretty close to being his signature song. It's about a young painter and his beloved, impoverished but happy in their love and their creativity. It was written by both Charles Aznavour and Jacques Plante. I put a translation of the song on the Sound Kitchen webpage. Hans wrote, and I quote, "Aznavour's family escaped the Armenian genocide and were received in France. Aznavour was born in France in 1924. He was not only an extraordinary singer and entertainer, but he also used his influence to fight for the rights and well-being of his own people, the Armenians, and his country, Armenia. I have two memories related to him. In Denmark's secondary schools in the 60s, French was compulsory for all 3 years. We were not at all motivated, so when the teacher played some French songs, it was a relief. In 2015, the year before the centennial of the Armenian genocide, my wife and I had the privilege to visit Armenia, and if you ever get the chance, take it. The capital was filled with street banners welcoming Aznavour prior to an official visit. We were impressed. Listeners, I'm waiting to hear from you and your favorite song by a male artist, as well as why the song and the singer move you. Send your request to the Sound Kitchen, all one word, no spaces, at rfi.fr. That's the Sound Kitchen at rfi.fr.
Je vous parle d'un temps que les moins de 20 ans ne peuvent pas connaître. Montmartre en ce temps-là, accroché des lilas jusque sous nos fenêtres et silencieux.
I'm Susan Owensby. Be well, do good work, and stay in touch.
C'est là qu'on s'est connu, moi qui criais famine et toi qui posais nu la bohème. La bohème, ça voulait dire on est heureux. La bohème, la bohème, nous ne mangeons qu'un jour sur deux. Dans les cafés voisins, nous étions quelques-uns qui attendions la gloire. Et bien que miséreux, avec le ventre creux, nous ne cessions d'y croire. Et quand quelques bistrots, contre un bon repas chaud, nous prenaient une toile, on récitait des vers, groupés autour du poêle, en oubliant l'hiver. La bohème, la bohème, ça voulait dire, tu es jolie. La bohème, la bohème, et nous avions tous du génie. Parfois il m'arrivait, devant mon chevalet, de passer les nuits blanches, retouchant le dessin de la ligne d'un sein, du galbe d'une hanche. Et ce n'est qu'au matin qu'on s'asseyait enfin devant un café crème, épuisé, mais ravi. Fallait-il que l'on s'aime et qu'on aime la vie? La bohème, la bohème, ça voulait dire on a 20 ans. La bohème, la bohème, et nous vivions de l'air du temps. Quand au hasard des jours, je m'en vais faire un tour à mon ancienne adresse, je ne reconnais plus ni les murs, ni les rues qui ont vu ma jeunesse. En haut d'un escalier, je cherche l'atelier dont plus rien ne subsiste. Dans son nouveau décor, Montmartre semble triste et les lilas sont morts. La bohème, la bohème, on était jeune, on était fou. La bohème, ça ne veut plus rien dire du tout.